If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com. Or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school, you're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm L'Oreal.
I'm Big Bang B. Shapiro.
Hey. Yeah, girl, ever since you got on Power, you know, you've been acting funny.
I have not been acting funny, don't start.
It's been like a day.
She acting funny.
You know how people do that. Once everything's popping off, they be like, oh, she act funny now.
Mm-hmm. I swear they just did that to me last night when I was on live. Somebody was like, because I was eating a cup of noodles, and then they was like, girl, don't be trying to act like you ain't just go Hollywood on us and you sitting there eating your noodles. You better humble yourself because this is the first show you've been on. I said, I'm eating a damn cup of noodles, and these ain't even the Raymond kind. I said, if this ain't humble, I don't know what is.
I love cup of noodles. What?
Like, what? I'm like, y'all crazy. People are crazy.
So you did see my comment on your live. Okay.
That was you. Okay, period.
But for real, congratulations. So that was dope, because, you know, I watched that show. That was the second episode. I was like, hold on a second. That person looks familiar.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you, for real.
How did that even come about? Because I know you was really excited about it. It seemed like you was keeping it a secret, too. So how did you do all of that?
Yeah, so honestly, I've been keeping it a secret for almost a year, because when I first heard about it, it was like, I think it was like last year of October or November. But it's like, when it first came to me, they was like, hey, they want you to be on the show. And I'm like, well, show, they're like the spinoff for Power or whatever. It's going to be Ghost. And I'm like, y'all kidding. Like, ain't no fucking way. Like, you know what I'm saying? So then, like, I had also been already knew Michael Rainey, who plays Tariq. Mm-hmm. I had been.
We all hate him. Everybody hates him. Not Michael, but Tariq.
You know what's crazy? Because he would never be able to, like, escape that character. Like, everybody, like, they cannot stand his ass. But it's so funny. But he is, like, and by the way, outside of that, he is like, such a great human being, like, period. Like, he is cool as fuck. So I had met him, like, probably, like, 2 years prior to that or whatever, 2-3 years prior to that in the studio. Because he, on the side, he makes beats and stuff like that. He has really good production, too. So when I heard about it, though, I was like, what the fuck? Like, what you mean? Like, they want me to be on the show and stuff. So I'm like, y'all need to find out the tea about this and see how accurate this is. Because I'm like, I don't know if somebody playing with me or what. So then, like, the shit start keep on rolling in, and they're, like, sending emails. And then my agent, he keep calling me. He's like, Keisha, this is serious. He's like, they need to know your schedule because you got to go up to New York and film.
Nice.
And I'm like, what the fuck you mean? So then I'm like, okay, well, usually when I travel out of state or wherever, I travel with my agent and my two security guards. They're like, nah, you can't have nobody with you. I'm like, and at that moment, I'm like, somebody's trying to kidnap me. What the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, what did I do but somebody didn't want to kidnap me? And so I'm like, oh my gosh. So then they actually like booked the flight, but then well, it was kind of like surreal, but then when they was like, they send a text from the driver and the driver's like, oh, we're outside of your house. And I'm like, what the fuck? Then I get to the airport and they got the, you know what I'm saying? They got the signs with your name on it and all that type of stuff or whatever. So I'm like, oh, wait. I'm like, this might be official. Like, you know what I'm saying? Then I pull up to the damn production studio and then we actually like walk in. They give me like a whole itinerary and everything. Like walk in, they take me to wardrobe and all this shit. So I'm like, oh shit, this is real. Like, I'm really finna be up in this bitch. Like,
that was funny. You did all of that without knowing if it was real.
I did all of that. Like, I was like, you know what? I was like, listen, I'm a big bitch. So I'm 5'8" and I think like a motherfucking milkshake. So listen, I was like, I don't give a damn if somebody try to come for me. I'm going down with a motherfucking fight. I'm not going down without a fucking fight. Like, I'm gonna work y'all ass. If y'all try to motherfucking gang up on me, I'm gonna beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna whoop your ass. I don't know. Somebody gonna get hit. So
that stuff. You didn't even have to have no audition. They just knew they wanted you.
Man, it was so crazy too because when I hit Michael and I'm like, bro, I'm nervous, and he like, don't be nervous. He's like, it's literally you. He was like, they kind of like, I guess, I don't know how it came up, but he said something like along the lines of like, the character is basically like brought up off of like me, based off of me. And I don't know how true that is, but I was like, if this is the case, like what the fuck? He's like, literally all you got to do is just be yourself. But you know, like, you know, turn up a little bit. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I was nervous as fuck. And I'm like, I can't even believe it. And then I get there and I'm around all the people that's in the series, and you know what I'm saying? I'm seeing different actresses and actors. So I'm like, oh shit. Like, and I didn't have to audition for this shit. I'm like, oh, this is crazy. Like, I'm so, so fucking thankful. Like, literally.
Isn't it ironic that Tommy Lee just over the weekend was saying that she DM'd 50 and was asking for a role and he blocked her?
Gotcha. I don't know. I think that is ironic. It was crazy because I was like, okay, we're getting ready to, you know, everybody, the team, we getting ready to, you know, release this and come out with it or whatever. And then like, I did see it, and then I'm like, oh shit. And then next thing you know, I was like, well,
you was like, I'm on power tonight.
I know, I'm on this episode, and you know what I'm saying? I'm on power tonight. So yeah, y'all go.
Does 50 follow you?
No, so it's crazy because I have not actually, I have not met 50 yet, but we were probably like a week or two ago, we all were like on a Zoom call for the cast members because we did a table read. You know, the table read is where we all go over the scripts and stuff like that or whatever. So you have the entire cast, and that's where it was like, I've seen him, and you know what I'm saying? But, and we always go around and introduce ourselves and introduce the character that we're playing and stuff.
Well, at least you're not
black. I did see Mary in person. And I started slick, like having like a damn panic attack.
I would have too.
That's dope.
It was crazy because like the first table read I walked into, she just casually gets up and she's like walking. And I'm like, I literally hit, it was like word vomit. Like, I was like, how are you? Because I'm like, girl, what the fuck? You Mary J. Blige. Then I turn around and fucking Method Man walks in.
Right.
Then Lorenz Tate walk in. And I'm like, and I'm sitting at the table like, texting my boyfriend like, oh shit, like I'm having anxiety, I'm in here with all these motherfucking legends, like I don't know what the fuck. And they just, everybody's like, calm down, just chill. And I'm like, the whole time nobody knows this though, but I'm like getting nervous, I'm gonna have a fucking nervous breakdown, but I'm like, you know what, let me pull it together, let me go ahead and say my lines and turn up in this bitch, period. Right. So
ooh, all of that. And your man is at what? So what was he doing at that time? Was he back in Atlanta? Where was he at?
Yeah, he was in Atlanta. So we were always like FaceTiming and stuff like that or whatever. Like, even when like currently I'm in New York right now, but he in Atlanta, but he gonna come up here soon. But like when we not together, we be like on FaceTime. We fall asleep on the phone call.
Every day?
Every night. We fall asleep on the phone.
Y'all be having sex on FaceTime?
No, we don't. I mean, what, masturbating?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Period. I gotta show him these. Titties, okay, period. These titties gotta be seen, baby, because I ain't seen you in a minute, so I gotta show you, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what you gotta do when it's a distance.
You know? Period. You gotta do what you gotta do. You gotta keep that shit spicy.
Who starts it? Is it you or him? Because y'all will be on the phone, and then is it just like, do you get the freakiness going, or does he?
Sometimes he pop it off, but then sometimes I do too, because I just be walking around with my titties out. So...
Well, that'll start something.
Okay. Okay, period. And he, or like, I might be like in this outfit. Like, if I was on FaceTime with him right now, he'd be like, mm-hmm. He'd be like, show, he'd be like, I see that ass. He'd be like, show me that ass. I'd be like, oh my God. Like,
okay,
like, period. He'd be like, let me see him. He'd be like, pull him out. And I'd be like, oh my God, here we go.
But and you then know,
he takes, and then he takes his stuff out too. You'd be like, take your dick out.
I'd be like, yeah, let me see you. Yeah, let me see that. Okay, period.
So wait, do you all got like videos in your phone, sex videos with each other? Ah, shit.
Yeah, like who don't have sex videos? Like,
people don't, man. They scared it might be.
I don't.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we've had them, of course, but you know, when you get like new phones and stuff like that or whatever, like it just, that shit just damn near go away. So fucking like, but you know, like it's just, I don't know. Like we've definitely had some though, because you know what I'm saying? It's just, I don't know. It's a spice level to it. Like, oh, watch you hit it from the back. Oh, yes, yes.
I agree.
Okay.
Do you ever be talking during sex and saying things and then be like, what am I talking about?
Oh, I be, let me tell you something. When it kind of sex, like, it ain't no limits for me. I turn into a whole motherfucking, I don't even know, porn star, like. And that's what he be like, you got such a body. He be like, your body is like a fucking porn star. Like, he be like, and then you just a freak. And he's like, your face, like, it's just everything. So his favorite porn star, which is crazy, is, do y'all know Lisa Ann?
Yeah, she's been on the
show. Yeah, we love Lisa Ann.
Period. He said he love her. He be like, that bitch. He was like, when I was younger, like, he was like, man, that bitch, like, oh my gosh. He was like, you remind me of her, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you the black version, like.
Okay. I was about to say, like, she's a little white, though.
That's why I had to throw that in there, like, black version, baby, period.
She's cool. She's got a great personality, too, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she does?
Yeah,
she does. Oh my God, I would love to meet her. It's crazy because we was talking about like, what if I ended up like having her in a video of mine one day?
Oh, something. I thought you was gonna say something else, child. Like,
no.
I was like, damn, Big Bang Beach.
Okay, period. Big Bang freaking this beach. Like, what the fuck?
All right, now before you in a relationship, we gotta ask you some questions. Right.
Oh yeah. Lord.
This is based off your album Clones.
Okay.
So we got some questions. So have you ever been on a date with somebody and their card got declined?
Card got declined. Yes. Right. Actually, you know what's crazy is I done fucked with in my past, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like every girl has a past or whatever of different breed of niggas that we fuck with. So you know what I'm saying? Like, I remember fucking with a nigga and we was out or whatever. And we, me and my friends, we had ordered drinks or whatever. We was in Miami and we had ordered drinks and shit. And so, he pulled up, you know what I'm saying, with his friends or whatever. And then like, they bring the check. Mind you, it was just me and my friends. We just ordered some shots. But you know, in Miami, them shots be like,
$25.
Just be like $20, like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Mm-hmm. And at the time, this was like before like all of this or whatever, but still, like, you know, when you go on vacation, like me always, if I go on a trip, I'm always have my money regardless, like, period. So they bring the damn check to the table and the nigga get nervous. He like, hold on, wait a minute. We was like, what's going on? And I looked at that nigga, I was like, ugh. Like, I was like, chill, nigga, we got this shit. And I went ahead and like paid for the whole tab, but I'm just like, you panicking and shit over a motherfucking a couple of Patron shots, which you're supposed to be the big boss. Like, you ain't no motherfucking boss. You's a peanut.
Now, hold on. How many people was it? Let's be fair. How many people?
It was me and my friend. It was probably like me and two other girls.
Okay. I was counting eight in my head.
I was like,
it was just me and my girl. So it was like, you know what I'm saying? At the time, we was the only three that had like ordered the shots. So when they brought the check, he like, oh shit, like what's going on? Like, what's that? Like, and it's like, what you so damn nervous for? What you jumping
right
for? Like, what's up?
Now, what if everybody would have ordered 1942 shots? Could you understand?
No.
It's not that much more.
Exactly.
It's not, because in Miami, period, like, it's not. The damn shot has already been some regardless.
Just going to Miami, they like, you here, bitch, tax.
Period.
One time I was at dinner with a guy, we went to Noble, the tab came out to like $600 and his card was declined. I had to pay for it.
No.
Did he pay you back?
He was a trap star, so he was like, don't worry about it. When we get back to the block, I'm gonna give you the money right back.
So he gave it to you.
And he gave me the $600 in tens.
Okay, 60 tens.
Yeah, I think personally, like, if we give you the money back, then that's a different story. But it's motherfuckers, literally. And then sometimes, you know, like, I don't judge people if they card decline. The only reason why I don't is because sometimes the banks do be, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be goddamn, I might be at the damn Louis store, right, gonna make a purchase for motherfucking $2,000, and then this shit is like, card decline, and then it's a text that's like, okay, are you approving these charges?
Right.
Shit like that, you gotta update.
That's happened to me before, for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Especially if you're traveling. Yeah, if you're not at home, and then they wanna double check and make sure it's really you using it.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna judge you that off that, because that shit happened to me all the time, or whatever, but I be letting them know, like, hold on, wait a minute, bitch, my name is Big Bank for a reason. Don't motherfucking think that I'm
back. It still be slightly embarrassing when it happens, even though you know why.
It is.
Like, hold on, I gotta make a...
Period.
What happens when it happens to me while I'm shopping and traveling, I'll be like, the money's definitely in there. It's in there.
They be looking at you like, bitch, you broke. Like, you like, no, I'm gonna sit right here.
Oh my gosh, like, in there on the phone, like, can you come on? Like, and they sitting there with the awkwardness, like, oh, go ahead, take your time.
And I got an attitude when it comes to those people, so I've been to curse the person out on the phone, look even crazier. I'm not.
And it'd be worse, and then you don't have no service, so you gotta like walk out.
Your phone about to die.
Hold on 1 second.
They're like, that bitch ain't coming back.
Damn.
Coming back.
Now, have you ever gotten a present from a scammer?
A present from a scammer? Yeah.
Scam goods. You like, hell yeah.
Yeah, like, what bitch ain't, we, you know, we then, of course, bitches done dated some scammers in their lifetime now, like.
I remember one time a guy gave me a pair of earrings. He just gave it to me, like, from his hand. And I'm like, where did this come from?
His baby mama's ears.
That's the thing. Them gifts ain't gonna be wrapped up sometimes. Like,
it come from the baby mama that he took the gifts back. I know somebody that did that.
And I hope it's from her, because it was looking like he robbed somebody.
Listen, she's wearing the bracelet still to this day. Like, I seen a picture and the bitch got on the baby mama bracelet. I'm like, girl, if you only knew.
See, ain't playing no games.
But you know what? Would you be mad if it was a gift? It was a nice present. Like, look, let's say somebody gave you a Rolex, but you knew he took it back. Would you still take it?
Took it back?
Like, but took it back from where? Like,
a woman?
Yeah, from another woman.
Nice. Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. Because it's like, that's
you
not,
thought
that's
about,
not,
you thought
that's
about
not
it.
Genuine. That's not from the heart. Like, you didn't
like,
really
which kind of Rolex?
It's not for me. Like, I'm not wearing no bitch hand-me-downs. You got me fucked up. Like,
At least go and trade it in and get me a new one.
Yeah, like what's up? What would it be?
Like, what if it was one that you really liked and wanted? Let's say it was $250,000.
And he told you, and he was honest.
$250,000 watch, I would take it.
I might take that bitch and be like, oh, let's go back in and trade that shit in for something else, like a new one or something. Or get that shit.
They're gonna give you like $75,000 for the trade, and they're not gonna give you nowhere near the
or update it or something. Put some diamonds around the bit, like, you know what I'm saying?
There we go.
Like,
okay.
We'll do something.
Period.
Now, what if y'all broke up and he asked for something that he gave you back? Like, let's just say he did give you something that was really expensive, and then y'all broke up, and he's like, "All right, I'm gonna need that back."
I don't know you.
Exactly.
I don't know you. We not playing them games. What's mine is mine. You gave this to me. I don't know you. My number's changed. You can't reach me. You gonna have to hit me from a fake page. You got me right.
Prideful. I've been prideful in my life, and a guy will give me so many things, and every time we break up, I'm like, I don't need this shit. Take it all back. And then I go back home, and I'm like, damn.
Why'd I do that?
What the?
Oh my god.
Damn it! I won't ever do it again.
I'm not giving anything back. It was.
I'm not.
Yeah, no, that's a gift, and it's mine. Like, and also, we've talked about this before. If I move on and get another boyfriend, and I still want to wear my whatever I was bought by the other guy, I'm still gonna wear it. Like, unless you buy something better and replace it, it's mine. I'm wearing it.
One of my exes, he didn't like me wearing anything that somebody else bought me. So I ended up selling everything the other person bought me. And like I said, he's my ex now. So.
What'd you think about that?
Yeah, my shit.
Big Bang Bisha, you gonna still wear something from the ex?
Hell no. I'm not. I can't do it. I ain't doing it.
Wait, so like if he bought you something and you would throw it out or something? What would you do?
I done had a nigga buy me some Chanel shoes before and I gave them shits away because it's a wrap.
Mm-hmm. See, no, I'm not. I'm like, it's mine.
I ain't even tell him. I gave them away. I was like, here you go.
I feel like shoes ain't gonna remind me of somebody else though.
Me neither.
Shoes, you know. Jewelry is different.
Pieces, it's like clothing pieces. It just depends on like what it is, I guess. But if it's like, if it's jewelry, if it was something sentimental, then I don't know. I don't think I would wear that.
Yeah, sentimental is different though. If it had
I'm not gonna wear that in a new relationship.
That shit. But watch?
Clothes to me, it's also like, fuck that shit. Like, fuck it. Shit, I get so many new clothes damn every day. Like, it's fuck it. Like, whatever. Like,
right.
Now, let's talk about your relationship. How did y'all decide to make it official?
Because we fell in love at first sight. I'm just kidding. me and my boyfriend, me and Coca, we were best friends. So, you know, like, he had watched me, like, grow up from, like, a little girl to, like, you know what I'm saying, a grown woman now, you know what I'm saying? So,
now, hold on. How much older is he than you?
I can't disclose that information, but he's not that much older than me, though. He's really not. He's not that much older than me. Not at all. But yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? It was just a moment in time where, like, he was dating somebody, I was dating somebody, but then, like, you know what I'm saying, I broke up with that person, or we just kind of went our separate ways or whatever, and I just stopped, you know what I'm saying, dating that person. And then he stopped, or he was having issues or whatever the case may be, or I don't know, it was just some shit going on. But we was always like, he was always that dude that like was telling me about these niggas, like how to act with these niggas and how to, like, you know what I'm saying, move with these niggas and, like, you know what I'm saying, don't waste your energy, or, you know what I'm saying, just play shit cool and keep shit player, you know what I'm saying, when I wanted to spaz out. Because mind you, I told you, like, that was my best friend, so that used to be the nigga I used to call, like, bro, like, so-and-so, like, how should I feel about so-and-so doing this? He, like, just calm down. He, like, just chill. Just keep that shit cool. Keep that shit playing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Da-da-da-da-da. And then, like, you know, after our situations with whoever we was dating or whatever, it was just a moment where, like, I had got mad at his ass one time because he said some crazy shit. So I was being a crazy bitch. I'm not gonna lie. So I was being a crazy bitch. We was in a car and he said some crazy shit to me or whatever.
We want to know what that means.
He said some shit, like, this was, mind you, this was like, I was on the come up. So, I think we was talking about something about somebody being on my song or something. And then he was like, he was just basically like, he wasn't trying to come at me like no fucked up person. He was just trying to be like on some friend shit. He was like, I mean, well, right now you got to goddamn work your way up. So, because so-and-so, why would they want to do a song with you? Like, it was more so like how it came out. It was like wrong. How he said it was wrong. So then I was being a crazy bitch. And I was like, you know what? Pull the fucking car over. I was like, pull the motherfucking car over. And so I got the fuck out. And then I started running down the street. And I'm on my phone like, hey, so-and-so, come pick me up. Like, you know what I'm saying? So this nigga just stopped in the middle of the damn street. And he come down running to me. And he like, man, just chill. He was like, I didn't mean it like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just letting you know, like, I'm your friend, like, da-da-da-da-da. And what he put my arms around, like, you know, when you over the shoulder, when you get a hug over the shoulder, so it's like y'all chest to chest.
Uh-huh.
And he did that, and it was just like, we just hugged, and we was just in the middle of the street hugging, and I was just like, it was like a fucking spark or some shit on some Cinderella shit. It was weird, like, and we was like, we just looked at each other like, what the fuck? And it was just crazy. And then after that, like, he would be saying certain shit, and then he would like tweet certain shit. He'd be like, man, I done fell in love with this girl and all this other stuff. And I would ask him, I'd be like, well, who you talking about? And da 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 da. But he wouldn't necessarily tell me. And then later on he told me, he was like, I was talking about you.
Sheesh. Okay.
Yeah.
But wait, so he was in a relationship during that time, but trying to get out of it?
No, so it's like I don't know what the fuck his situation was. He was in a relationship, but it was more so like he was getting out of it because the nigga used to just be like miserable, I guess. Like, I don't know what the fuck. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But he was like miserable, and then I guess, like, you know what I'm saying? They, like, he was trying to like go his separate ways and shit like that or whatever. So then it was like afterwards, it was just like, okay, me and him, like, you know, we just kinda like when I tell you, me and him, we used to fucking hate each other. We could not stand each other. So it was crazy because, like, over years we had built a friendship and all type of shit. So he knew, like, a lot of my deep, darkest secrets. I knew a lot of his. And then it was just, like, out of nowhere, it just happened. And, you know, like, sometimes you just can't help. You can't help who your soulmate might be, you know?
And why so, didn't like, you like him originally?
Because he used to be a motherfucking fuck nigga. Like, I could not stand him, like, he used to be talking shit about me, like, one time.
What?
Yes, he used to be talking shit because, like, one time, mind you, like, he met me when I was, like, maybe a freshman, like, 2013, 2014, probably. So, I was, like, you know what I'm saying? We younger and shit. And so, like, I remember he was, like, cool with a girl that I was cool with. They was on the phone and stuff like that or whatever. And he didn't know. I was in the background, but he was talking shit on the phone to her about me.
Wow.
And I'm in the background, and he didn't even know.
Like, what? So, what kind of shit was he talking about? Your singing ability?
Just saying, like, yeah, like, just saying, like, man, she probably a hoe. She probably doing
what?
This and that. Yeah, like, all kind of crazy shit. All kind of crazy shit.
He liked you back then. He liked you back
then.
Yeah,
he didn't want her to be around you.
He was saying.
He was trying to get her away from you so that he could fuck with you.
You get what I'm saying? You know what's so funny, though? It's because we literally be going, we be going back and forth all the time. We be like, I be like, bro, you know that you liked me back then. Like, you know you wanted to. He like, no, you know that you like me. Like, maybe I already know that you like me. Like, you know what I'm saying? You had feelings. I'd be like, nah, nigga. You was in love with my ass. Like, stop playing. Like, he's like, man, whatever. Like, we'd be going back and forth. It'd be funny, though.
No, I feel like when you're friends first and then you get into a relationship, the relationship is so much better because you don't have to go through that stage of getting to know each other.
Yeah.
You're already really honest with each other. You know each other's family and friends. So it just works. I really love this story.
I do feel like, you know, like, but with that too, it's like, you know them on a friendship side, but, you know, you also have to get to know them on a relationship side now that y'all are, like, you know, significant others, and you guys are being sexual, like, you being emotional with this person.
That's awkward, right? At first.
It's not awkward because of the simple fact that you know the person. Mm-hmm. It's just like, okay, now we have to learn how to maneuver with each other in certain situations. So now it's like, okay, now I've known you for all these years, and you know what I'm saying? You are my nigga, like, we homies, like, you know what I'm saying? Everything goddamn cool, but now you show me a whole different side, like, I done cried in front of him. He never, you know, before that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I wasn't trying to cry in front of him or nothing like that.
Right.
But if I'm emotional now, it's like, oh, baby, like, what the fuck? And, you know, I'm telling him, like, I'm hard on myself sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Because this industry will drive you the fuck crazy. So, you know, sometimes I might have been depressed and break down, or he be depressed and break down about shit, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like, that's what it take. Like, you know what I'm saying? So we still, like, it, but it's still for us. Although we've known each other for so long, it still feels so new because we keep it so, like, fresh. You know what I'm saying? We still discovering new things about each other, but it's like, it's all love. Like, you know?
What was it like the first time y'all had sex?
Oh, it was fucking amazing.
Really?
I think the first time we had sex, he was talking to me while he was in it. He was like, I see why the motherfuckers be going crazy over your ass. He was like, because what the fuck? And then, like, the second time, we had sex, like, 5 times in a row.
Wow.
It was insane.
5 times?
Okay.
It was insane. Yes. Like,
I see where the music comes from. I see where the music comes from now.
Yeah, like, it was insane. Like, 5 times. Like, we was, like, going back to back. He was like, I don't know what the fuck this shit. He was like, I ain't never did no shit like this. I was like, I haven't either. Like, what the fuck? Like, it was just crazy. Like, and then I remember one time I didn't want him to go to the studio, and he was like, shut the fuck up. And he came in, and when he had sex, he would beat me over the counter in the kitchen. And he left my ass. He left and went to the motherfucking studio. And I was like, oh, fucking fine ass nigga. Like, what the fuck?
I was going to say, back to what you were saying, that when he said the guys be going crazy, what did he mean by that? Like, what do he know about how guys feel about you? What guys be going crazy?
Because, like, you know what I'm saying, he knew, like, you know, on a friend level, he knew, like, you know what I'm saying, why niggas would just be, like, if I was talking to a nigga or dating a nigga at a certain time or whatever, like, he would be there, like, during the experience of while I'm with these niggas, you know what I'm saying? So it would be, like, he would witness shit himself, like, you know what I'm saying? He done seen niggas be in my DMs, like, losing it, going fucking crazy, like, oh, you better fucking call me type shit like that or whatever. So he, like, I understand why, like, bitch, you fine as hell, and you got some good pussy. Goddamn, wop. Okay, period.
Hey. So, let me ask you a question. What made you say, all right, I'm going to do Love and Hip Hop and bring my real boyfriend who I really love on there? Because if you look at the track record of how Love and Hip Hop goes, 9 times out of 10, they getting in between relationships and they breaking them down. People that's been together for years, you know? So what made you say, like, all right, I know we stronger than this. Let's just go in this together?
Because, like, it's more so, well, first of all, I think they really came to us more so, like, for us because we're in a relationship. So, I mean, shit, I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I would say this. Like, reality TV is reality TV. It's reality to a certain extent. And at the end of the day, we so damn cool. Like, outside of that being, like, my man, like, that's my nigga. You feel me? So, it's like, that's my homeboy. Like, that's my homie. So, it's like, we so damn tight. It's like, can't nobody break this shit. And mind you, like, we've been in the music industry together. We have gotten on the Billboard charts together. We've had hit records on the radio charts together. We've been signed to the same label, all type of shit. So it's like, during all that time, a lot of people was trying to like separate us and do this, like, you know what I'm saying, break us apart. But it's like, literally, we overcome it. And it's like, you have to see the bigger picture when we together, because when we together, it's motherfucking fire. Like, we got a whole fan base. He got his own fan base, I got my own fan base, and then we have our own fan base together. Like, it's a lot of big shit that happens with us together. So it's like, why not? Like, and then
if y'all could defeat Love and Hip Hop, y'all could defeat anything.
Oh, for sure. That wasn't nothing.
That's
like,
Bowser right there, like the last round.
Sure. That wasn't nothing. Like, we not, because the thing about it is like, and on top of that, like, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to Love and Hip Hop. But, you know, like, with that being said, but still, it's like, our life ain't outside of that, our life is so fucking lit. Like, we not no fucked up people. We not no ill-hearted people. We good. We cool as fuck. We genuine as fuck. Like, we a vibe. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody come over our house. We got them be chilling. We drinking. We laughing. We talking about, you know what I'm saying, next moves and making bigger moves and shit. So it's like, when you get over here to this show, oh, it's showing that, oh, they trying to pull the drama out. But really, the reason why we don't really have drama with each other, because we don't really have that in real life. Like, you know, of course we have our issues or whatever. Like, we have issues, but our issues be about business related shit. If we get into an argument, it'd be about business. Like, right. Or because he might've been being too hard on me, but the good thing about it is because he being hard on me because he believe in me. So he pushes me to be a better me. Even if he done said some shit that come out of his mouth that comes off wrong, but it's like, that's our issues. Our issues ain't never about, oh, who cheating on who, or who hiding this from who and all this other shit or whatever. Like, our issues ain't that. You know what I'm saying? And that's why we thankful and blessed for that, because, you know what I'm saying, there's a lot of people that go through that shit. But do he look at me like, he basically says all the time, like, man, you my best friend outside of this shit. And I done witnessed niggas do you wrong. I done witnessed niggas try to play you, talk shit about you and all this other shit or whatever. You's a bad bitch. You know what I'm saying? You got shit going on for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Even before you had shit going on, you was always just, you know what I'm saying, a good-hearted person. Mm-hmm. You a sweet girl. So ain't no way in the world that I could go out there and disrespect you with all of this. You got all of this shit, and then I'm supposed to be your homeboy. So, like, that'll make me feel bad. That'll make me motherfucking depressed if I go out there and embarrass you. Right. That's why everybody be like, oh, he your biggest fan, because that's my nigga. Like, he support me through every fucking thing, period.
Now, what about the close girlfriends you had around you before you and him got together? Did they start to feel a little bit funny about the fact that they were basically replaced by him? Because he's your best friend and your nigga. So you're going to spend more time with him, obviously. So did anybody feel any kind of way about that?
Oh, bitches felt some type of way. Because let me tell you something, like, bitches felt some type of way. And on top of that, bitches used to like him. I ain't gonna lie, like, he probably done fucked some of them hoes. Like, like, you know what I'm saying? Back in the day, like,
right.
But what I missed. So, mind you, like, but while we're friends, you know what I'm saying? He done probably fucked some of them bitches and all type of shit or whatever. But, you know, like, the thing about it, I always say, like, me and him being together wasn't trying to be on no facetious shit.
Yeah.
We literally came together. It was random. It was, I don't know, it's God. Like, I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, oh, yeah, we finna goddamn fuck with each other so we can get back at so-and-so and so-and-so. It's, no, it was literally like just a authentic type of feeling. Like, it was just fucking, I don't know. It just happened. So, but bitches did start, you know, I can tell when bitches was acting a different type of way, or bitches was being sneaky, trying to figure out if we was talking to each other or whatever the case may be. And they was trying to get his attention while they felt like, oh, well, they might have an idea of, oh, okay, they dating and shit like that.
And they was your friends. Some of these people.
Damn. Some of these people. Yeah. But guess what? I don't talk to none of them bitches no more.
Because they wasn't really your friends. So
they wasn't really my friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people, it's crazy because it's like, how I look at myself, I'm just a down ass bitch. Like, you know, if I fuck with you, I fuck with you. I don't give a fuck, right or wrong. I'm gonna be on your motherfucking side. Now, I'm not gonna ever embarrass you publicly, but if you my friend, I am that friend that's gonna be blunt with you and tell you, like, I'm gonna put you to the side behind closed doors and let you know what you can do to maybe fix your situations or whatever the case may be where you went wrong yet.
Right.
But to the public, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm riding with you. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I'm riding with you because that's just what it is. Like, you my bitch, so I'm fucking with you. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of bitches just started getting, like, besides themselves, a lot of bitches wasn't even supporting me. Mm-hmm. And I supported bitches all day, every motherfucking day. So it was like, you know what I'm saying? It did hurt my feelings because it was like, at one point in time, it hurt my feelings. Now it don't because I ain't talked to bitches in like years and so. Okay, but fuck them. Yeah, fuck them. But it's like, you know what I'm saying? It did hurt my feelings because it would be like, damn, you know what I'm saying? I supported all these girls or these people, even niggas, like, you know what I'm saying? I supported people genuinely. I was always supporting people, being nice to people, being honest with people, you know what I'm saying? Giving them the benefit of the doubt. And now it's just like, okay, you know what I'm saying? When it was my time to shine or, you know what I'm saying? I'm coming up, bitches wasn't supportive. Or bitches was trying to count my pockets. Bitches was being on some hate and shit behind closed doors, not understanding, like, oh, that shit was going to come back to me. You know what I'm saying? You can't talk about me to my folks, because guess what? My folks going to come back and tell me.
Right.
And you had a long path to get here, too. I read about how you was homeless, living in your car.
Yeah, I did. I was. Mm-hmm. And that's another reason why me and Coca, we so like this, because during that time, I was, first of all, I was living with a roommate, and me and the roommate's sister got into it. So I was like, bitch, fuck you. I'm finna motherfucking go. I don't know what the fuck I'm finna go do, but I'm finna go motherfucking, I gotta move. I gotta leave. But going back to my mama's house was not an option because my mama a Virgo, and I'm a Virgo.
Oh, yeah, your birthday Virgos. Is has. Yeah, happy
yes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And my mama's birthday was just, what, yesterday?
Wow. So it's crazy. Oh my, God, my mom's birthday was yesterday too.
Period. Period. Period.
My mom's birthday
is going week. Through, girl. You wasn't.
I
going
love Virgo.
Period. But two Virgos in a house together, it's women at that. When something go wrong, it go wrong. Like, it go wrong. So, you know what I'm saying? And plus, on top of that, like, my mama had 8 kids. It's 8 of us. 5 girls, 3 boys. I didn't want to be another burden. Like, girl, you done raised me. You done did what you had to do with me. You know what I'm saying? Let me go try to figure this shit out on my own. Like, I had to tell her the other day. Well, one time, because she had called me because she had seen the Love & Hip Hop shit or whatever. And you know what I'm saying? She had read about, or people like, oh, well, why she was homeless? Why she saying da 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 da? And she was like, why are you saying that? And da 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 da. And I had to tell her. I was like, Mom, I said, at the end of the day, I had to go through that. Like, I wasn't going to go back to your house or whatever the case may be, because I had to go through that because you had 8 of us. Like, it's your time to relax now. Like, I'm not trying to be another burden on you. Like, I already got my own shit going on. It wouldn't be fair to you. You know what I'm saying? You getting older. Like, it wouldn't be fair to you to put my bullshit on top of the shit that you already got going on.
Ooh, sound like me, child.
Period. So that, but it helped
talking about somebody else.
it helped me in the long run. And so, like, back to, like, with the whole homeless shit, like, yeah, like, I had quit a job. I was working at fucking Topgolf. I don't know if y'all have ever been there.
Yes.
I Top hate off. That place. I suck.
That's a cute date place.
I can't play for
that. It's a very cute date place.
I know you saw a lot of people creeping.
The drinks ain't strong enough for me to be able to golf.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, it just depends on who the bartender, because, you know, us working there, we used to, you know what I'm saying, finesse all the way. Pour me an extra shot off.
I know that's right.
Period. But, I mean, I used to work at Topgolf, and then, like, I was like, I thought I was going to be motherfucking corporate Topgolf in that bitch. Like, I ain't know, but, you know, I always imagined myself being, like, a star as well, too. But, you know, it was, like, it had to be a come-up. But I ended up quitting that, and I didn't know what the fuck I was going to do. But during that time when I was homeless, like, I was driving my Hyundai. I had a Hyundai, gray Hyundai, living out of my fucking trunk. I remember one of my godbrothers, he was in jail at the time or whatever, so he had let me stay in his place while he was gone, but his girlfriend was staying there at the time, and then I was like, it was just too much going on, so I was kind of like living out of my car. And then, you know, Coca, he was always the person that I could just talk to and tell him, like, you know what I'm saying, I ain't happy right now, but he would be like, you know what, I'm gonna get you a hotel. He wouldn't go to sleep until he found me a hotel to go stay in.
Wow.
Mind you, while he was doing that too, like, you know what I'm saying, he was in a relationship at the time. But You know what I'm saying? We so damn cool. Like, we on the phone all the time. Like, every morning, every night. Like, he like, you know what I'm saying? You good? You good? Let me make sure that, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to try to get this hotel for you for this night. And da-da-da-da-da.
He cared about you. You could tell.
He did. He really does. He really does. And he would try to make me, like, make the situation sound better. He'd be like, man, you lit. Like, you in a hotel. You in a nice hotel. You know what I'm saying? Da-da-da-da. And I'm like, nigga, please. I don't want to be living in a hotel. That's not lit. I'm like, he was like, man, don't worry about it. He was like, man, like, you know what I'm saying? There's people out here that's on the streets. He was like, man, I'm going to make sure that you got a roof over your head every night. You know, and mind you, I didn't have to come out of pocket for none of this stuff. Mm-hmm. But then it was just one day. My first time ever going to IKEA was with him. Literally.
IKEA.
And he was like, yes. And he was like, and that was the first time. So I had never been there. So, you know, like, you go to IKEA, it got rooms set up, mm-hmm. all that shit. I'm like, oh, shit, fire as fuck. He was like, yeah. He was like, man, all people got to do is just come in here and look and just search. You know what I'm saying? He was like, people don't take the time out to just look. He was like, this shit don't even be that much. You can get this for $200, get this for $300. Next thing you know, you got a little something to put together, like, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? You're right. I got to get my spot. I was like, I don't feel comfortable staying in no damn hotels. I'm hiding this shit from people because I didn't want people to see me in a damn hotel. You know what I'm saying? Like, I done been through some shit. I done had scammer pieces on hotels and all type of shit. We done had the goddamn wake up the next morning to hurry up and pack up and get the fuck out of the hotel because security finna come at the door. Like, all type of shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just crazy shit. And I was like, literally the next day, I think it was like a day or two after that, from the IKEA trip, I woke up and I was like, I'm finna just try it. Because he kept on saying, like, man, just try to get an apartment in your name. Like, you never know until you try. I literally looked at 3 apartments that day. The 3rd apartment was the apartment that I looked at it and they had it available. And they was like, okay, well, we had this available. And I was like, I want to apply right now. Mm-hmm. I applied and they was about to close. They was like, okay, so you got approved, but they was like, you'll have to, you know, at the time my credit wasn't right.
Put
so
some extra like, money to, down. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to put some extra money down.
No, so, yeah, like I know this story.
I used to have messed up credit, but I'm together now.
Period. Okay. And I was like, so and by that time too, like during this time, I had already released like 2 records or whatever, but I didn't know, you know what I'm saying? I'm just releasing some shit, just doing shit, not even really knowing. Mm-hmm. And at the time my manager had called me, he like, man, do you know that in this account you got like $4,000 just stacked up? And I was like, what? So I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go get my motherfucking apartment. So the people at the leasing office, they like, all right. I was like, listen, they was like, we finna close. I was like, listen, I was like, please stay right here. I said, I'm gonna go right there to the Kroger, get a damn money order, and I'm gonna come give y'all this money right the fuck now. Mm-hmm. I said, because I'm trying to be responsible. I don't know what the fuck, I don't know what type of money I might have tomorrow. So let me go to the Kroger and go do this and get you the money order. He was like, all right, I'm gonna wait. He waited. I came back, got the money order. He was like, okay. He was like, tomorrow morning, you can just come over and pick up your keys, your key fob, da 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 da, you in. Yay. And I just remember like walking into the apartment and I was like, I literally broke down in tears because I was like, what the fuck? Like,
that's amazing.
I had been through so much. Like, it was just so much. And I was like, damn, this is my shit. And then, like, it's crazy because I only stayed in that damn apartment for 3 months before Coco was like, he got his new spot. And he was like, no, you finna stay with me.
He was like, well, nigga, why you ain't say that 3 months ago? I could have saved $4,000.
Like, what's up? Like, I'm like, what the fuck? He like, nah, like, you finna stay with me. Like, you ain't going back home. So mind you, I'm over here paying a whole nother rent. And he paying, and I'm over here with him. And I'm like, okay, I just got a whole vacant ass house. And it was fully furnished and everything.
Damn. Now, let me ask you this about your deal, right? Because you're signed to Hitco. That's L.A. Reid's label. Which is
not signed.
Oh, you're not? Mm-mm. Okay, so why do I think you signed there? And everything I see is like, she signed a deal.
I mean, because that was the beginning stages. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I was signed.
Okay.
So now you're independent.
Yeah, now I'm independent. I've been independent for about a year and a half now.
Mm-hmm. You like that life better?
I'm not going to lie. Like, it's like, you know, I feel like certain labels are for certain people. I do feel like, you know what I'm saying? I will say, like, L.A. Reid, he gave me the opportunity. Like, that's one of the biggest music execs in the world to ever exist. Because, you know what I'm saying? He's responsible for a lot of the stars that we see today. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, to have him believe in me and give me a chance, it was just, you know what I'm saying, amazing. But, you know what I'm saying? you know how the music industry goes. Sometimes you have to go your separate ways and just go discover different things. So I feel like right now with this independent shit that I've been on, like, it's crazy. I've been doing shit. I've been doing way more shit independently. It's insane. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm on TV. I'm on Love and Hip Hop. No management, no label. I'm on Revenge Prank on fucking VH1 and MTV. No management, no label. Now I'm on a fucking number one series in the fucking world. Like,
major.
No label. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, and you know, I just put out a project. That charted on the Apple charts and stuff. Like, my monthly listeners going up. Like, I'm getting so much, like, great feedback. So it's just, it's amazing to see what I can do, like, independently. Like,
right.
And I'm still putting numbers up on the board. So it just, and that's why I said that in Queen Kong, I'm like doing better than these bitches, and I ain't even got a deal. Like, cause that's facts. Like, it's people that's in deals or that might be in fucked up deals that don't even get like certain type of looks or experiences or, you know what I'm saying, things that can just come to them. But for me, I just feel like it's God. Like, God got me. He got me so tight. Like, he got his hands wrapped around my career, because it's like, right. I went through some shit. I went through a lot of shit. Like, I went through a depression state when I was signed. Like, cause it was just a lot. Like, mind you, I had Ride Good was going fucking crazy on the radio. I had really three records on the radio going crazy.
Yeah.
I had three records on the radio going fucking crazy during that time. I was depressed as fuck.
What were you doing? Why were you depressed?
Cause it was just like, I don't know. Like, we was on a radio tour. It was just a lot. Like, me and Coca, that's another reason why we just so tight again, because we go through a lot of situations. We go through a lot of situations together, like whether it be with people, whether it be with situations or whatever the case may be. But I don't know, like, I just felt like, you know, people was trying to change me at the time. You know what I'm saying? People was, you know, in this music industry, you meet a lot of people that's fake in your face. You know what I'm saying? They try to act like they cool with you or they support you, and then behind the scenes they call me ghetto wretched ass bitch and all this other shit or whatever. And I just felt like, you know, a lot of people was trying to change me, or I couldn't be who I wanted to be, or I couldn't be me. But, you know, I'm like, at the end of the day, it just goes hand in hand. Like, when people try to change me, I'd be like, for what? Like, why? Because I've gotten here off of me being me.
Yeah, so it's like, all very organic. It wasn't even planned. It was all kind of organic the way it happened.
Organic. Like, I didn't get no damn handouts. I didn't get no cosigns. I never had no big ass cosign. Never had no big ass, like, even with L.A. Reid signing me, like, you know what I'm saying? That's one of the biggest music execs in the world. But still, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I still had to hold my own.
Right.
Of course I had to hold my own, just as any other artist should. You know what I mean? Like, every artist should try to be as organic as possible. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, once that goes away, or once you might have those cosigns or whoever, they might go away. They might stop fucking with you. What you got to represent for yourself?
Right.
What you got to bring to the table for yourself? So, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I ain't have no big cosigns and all of this shit like that or whatever. It was literally hard fucking work. Like, I'm talking about literally waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Got to go do interviews. Can't lace all fucked up. Can't even beat my face, bitch. Motherfucking eye boogers, all type of shit. Like, I'm looking fucking dusty as fuck in the fucking interviews, but I got to go up here and got to go show love to these people that's showing love to me. And, you know what I'm saying, meet these people around the world because they supported my shit. So, you know what I'm saying, and that's just what I had to do. Like, people don't understand that. It's a lot of stuff that goes behind closed doors and behind the scenes that just goes down. All everybody else see, they just see the product.
Right.
They just see what we put out. They don't see, like, it's hella fucking tears. It's nights where we don't go to sleep. It's motherfucking fights. It's goddamn hell. Sometimes I might not even damn eat.
Yeah. Wow.
You know what I'm saying? I'm losing weight. You know what I'm saying? Because I just can't even fucking focus right now. Like, or I feel like I'm being overlooked at times or whatever the case may be. So I was just, it was just depressing. Like, and I remember one time, like, LA, he said, you act like you ain't got no motherfucking top five record on the charts. And I was like, I'm sorry. I was like, I don't even know. Like, I was just like, I don't even know how, like, how to even, like, cause it's such a big moment and it's such an exciting moment. But it's like, when you going through some shit personally, mm-hmm. within yourself or whatever the case may be, it's like, damn, like, how can I enjoy this? You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to enjoy this shit so bad, but it's like, I'm dealing with some other shit.
Right.
But would you sign to another label now that you do have so much more to bring to the table, a lot more experience? And 9 times out of 10, your first deal is always your worst deal. So would you be interested in, you know, if a label was looking right now, would you be interested in a major?
Yeah, I'm always open. I wouldn't even say that my first deal was lit. Like, I ain't gonna lie.
Not
like,
worse. I mean, you know what you go through.
L.A. Reid, like, that's one thing I would say. Like, L.A. Reid, he set me up for success. You know what I'm saying? Just to even have that on my, you know what I'm saying? On my resume, like LA Reid, like, come on now. Like, you know what I'm saying? So he set me up and I just feel like, you know, now it's my time to goddamn fly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he gave me my wings. Now it's time to motherfucking fly. So of course I would definitely be open, you know what I'm saying? But they just got to come with that bag. Cause a big bag needs a motherfucking bag, baby.
I know, that's right.
Like, we coming with some shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? My thing is this, and that's why I always be bragging sometimes. Some, you know, I'm humble, of course, but when it's my time to brag about being independent, like, yo, like, bitch, I'm doing a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? Independently. Like,
right.
I went through a lot of shit, but I'm doing a lot of shit independently. So, yeah, like, if it was a record label that wants to, you know, sign me or whatever the case, absolutely. But we're going to have to sit down and we're going to have to talk about some things. Because I'm coming to the table with a whole lot of shit.
What if they ask you to change your name? Because there's been controversy around your name, especially in the times and how things are going. And I've seen some people say things to you about doing the whole light skin, you know, situation. How do you feel about the people that have something to say about that?
I feel like, first and foremost, I've addressed things like years ago, first and foremost. And my name has been Light Skin Keisha for, I don't know how long, years now. So it's like, When I called myself Light Skin Keisha, I was not coming at it from a colorist standpoint, you know what I'm saying, point of view, or I'm not coming at it from a discrimination or, oh, I'm better than you because my skin color is this or whatever the case may be. Like, that's never been my motive, because regardless how people see me, whether they think I'm light skin, dark skin, brown skin, whatever, I'm a black girl. And I ain't hiding away from my blackness, you know what I'm saying? Like, period. I love it here. Period. I would not thank you God that I'm black. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't want to be nothing else, because at the end of the day it is what it is. So to those people though, like, I just be feeling like, why is that your first instinct when you see light skin Keisha? Because then there's people that,
you know, some of these kids ain't seen Belly. They don't even get the reference.
They don't even get the reference. Uh-huh. And on top of that, like, they be like, okay, well, she got too many stories. At the end of the day, like, it's a description for me. If I'm looking at you right now, I'm gonna say you light skin. Or if I'm looking at somebody else, I'm gonna say, okay, brown.
Talking to you, Laura. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's all it is.
I thought I was brown skin because you can't tell me.
You, Laura.
Yeah, period. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I'm like,
this melanin is popping over here.
Okay, period. So I'm like, you know, like, I'm just like, regardless, like, you know what I'm saying? Regardless of what you think I am, I'm black, baby. And they don't even understand the other situation of me. If I'm a colorist, why am I praising a dark-skinned woman? You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm a colorist, people just be throwing that word around. Like, they just be, like, just using it because they just want to say something. But it's like, my name also, other than, you know what I'm saying, it being the description and people being able to, you know what I'm saying, oh, that's light-skinned Keisha. Or, you know what I'm saying, it's also because Belly is one of my fucking favorite movies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's been my favorite movie since I was, like, one of my...
You got to let the youth know, like, listen, you don't understand my name, watch Belly.
Right.
You know? Period. If you don't understand my name, watch Belly, because Keisha and Belly was that bitch, period. Like, she was that bitch.
Definitely.
She was a boss bitch. Like, I love her. Like, I love her. And I've watched that movie since I was, like, young as fuck, like, from Belly, Menace to Society, all that shit. Like, I loved her. Like, that was
they being
the
Kianas, and we, like, don't know no now, fucking, like, Kianas.
You know, so for me, it's just like, would I ever change my name? Absolutely not. Because if I change my name, then that mean that I feel like, you know what I'm saying, I feel like I wasn't true to who I am. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, I don't want nobody to ever look at me and be like, oh, well, you know, she thinks she better than this, da 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 da. I don't think none of that. I know that, you know what I'm saying, I bring some shit to the table and I am who I am, but why would I change my name now?
Right.
And I'm not going around saying that you have to call me Light Skin Keisha. You can call me Keisha. You can call me Big Bang Bisha. I've been calling myself
Big Bang Bisha.
Period. I've been calling myself Big Bang Bisha for years now too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I said, you know what, everybody I see is so many littles. Little this, little that, little this, little that. Ain't shit about me little. Bitch, I'm going big on these hoes. Period.
All right, now last question before we get out of here. So I was watching about Real Housewives of Potomac. I don't know if y'all watched that show, but Ashley is saying that in order to see if her husband's cheating on her, she always makes sure she checks all his messages and she sniffs his underwear. Have any of y'all ever sniffed your man's underwear or done anything to figure out if he's cheating? Like, what are some things that you've done that's embarrassing to see if your man was cheating on you?
One time I caught my man with a girl. I caught him. And
you didn't need to smell
she had on a pair of his sweatpants. She had on a pair of his sweatpants. I've told this story before. She had on a pair of his sweatpants. So when I got to the house, because I made him kick her out, I was spazzed out. I was like, oh, you think you cute with this girl in your house? All right. She thinks she playing house up in there, and now she got to go. So when I got to the house, I was doing his laundry, and I smelled the sweatpants that she had on. And
yeah, I do remember you saying
I told this story, and they stunk. They smelled it was gross.
Why did you smell that, though?
I can't believe you smelled that, bitch.
That's
nasty. I didn't even put it to my nose. I just smelled it like and I was like, ew. And I went to him, and I was like, oh, you fucking with girls who don't know how to clean their ass? Cool. Cool, back.
He probably thought you was psycho, though. Like, bitch, did you just sniff out my
he like, and then he was like, hey, you still here.
Put right, those sweatpants on to get in the bed.
Yeah. Put your sweatpants in the dryer now.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty bad.
You might have took the cake on that one. I mean, I done been through a nigga phone and shit. I think, yeah, I done been through a nigga phone, but sniffing draws, I ain't never did that.
I done went through the garbage in the bathroom a little.
Like, oh yeah,
go through the garbage.
You know what? You just reminded me. I have done that. I'm not gonna lie, I have done that.
That's normal.
That's the best way to see if somebody's cheating.
It's only because when I came in, this is not in my relationship now. This is in a previous relationship. But when I came in and I was cleaning the nigga house, and I seen fucking condom wrappers in the damn like in trash.
That's how they get things out.
What the fuck?
That's how you catch them.
I seen a piece of the Trojan shit or whatever, and I'm like, what the fuck? And then like I look in the trash can or whatever, and it's condom. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then, of course, you know, when you ask a motherfucker, they were, nah, that's so-and-so because he got down, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, and he was fucking in your bed.
Like, nigga, don't play with me. I'll deck your shit right now.
No, but for real, I feel like if you don't check the garbage as soon as you go in the bathroom, then you don't like that nigga. Because I feel like off top, even if like I just start talking to you, I'll just kind of peek a little bit. I may not like.
You see some random hairs that's not the same color as your hair.
It's a dub. You look at the floor first. You ain't even got to get to the garbage.
Period.
One time I was on with my man, and I was like, let me see the garbage.
Stephanie.
So he shows me, and I see a wrapper in there. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? That's a condom wrapper.
It was a Twix.
And he picks it up, and he's like, no, this is a blunt wrapper. I was like, okay, I'll speak to you later. I'll call you back.
You know, it's interesting. People will put up with certain things. I don't know if you saw Andrew Gillum.
God.
He was running for mayor, for governor of Florida. He was the mayor of Tallahassee. He just did his first interview since his big scandal where he got caught with pictures in the bedroom in a hotel room with another man.
His wife is on camera today.
And basically he said he is bisexual, and his wife is like, you know, we can understand and work through certain things in our relationship.
Oh, wow.
She knew that from the beginning, and she was the beard. Or she's so embarrassed, she don't know what else to say, or he's paying her a hefty fund. Because I can't imagine just being like, it's okay, he takes dick sometimes, and I just found out with the rest of the world, but we're still, like, I couldn't, me personally.
We don't know when she found out.
Well, I know when I found out. And
okay. Okay, period. I'm good on that.
Is cheating a deal breaker?
For me?
With a man. Or just anyone.
No, not with a man.
I'm fucking dead, period, okay? But for me, I mean, absolutely, because I feel like, shit, I feel like in my head, you know, every woman is supposed to feel like they're that bitch. So it's like, I'm that bitch. I come with the fucking full package. I don't give a damn. I cook, I clean, I suck dick good, I fuck good. You know what I'm saying? I rap good, I act good, bitch. Like, I got that money, I got that, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you my nigga, I'm gonna motherfucking spoil your ass. you know what I'm saying, with all this motherfucking love. Look at these titties, like, you know what I'm saying, this is a lot. So
we see them.
Listen, I know people watch this episode from the beginning to see if something would pop out, but no, nothing popped out.
I thought like about three times.
You know what's crazy though? I'm really interested in getting a breast reduction though.
Same. So when you find your
person, oh my gosh, what size are you?
I'm not telling you on here. I have a really big chest. Like,
well, can we get you on OnlyFans first?
Oh, hell no. I just send you some pictures, Angela, period. Yo, DM, send you some little late night pictures. You
know, everybody's like, are they gonna pop out? What's happening here?
No, these bitches is locked up. These bitches locked up. But I'm very interested in getting a breast reduction. So if y'all got any good doctors that y'all can request, like, let me know, because I'm very interested, because I feel like they just might be too big. Like, I don't know.
Who do we know that just had a breast reduction? Somebody just...
I know a few people. I don't know if they're comfortable.
Oh, what about Tammy Rivera? She had one.
Oh, Tammy.
Really? Did she?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask her.
Mm-hmm. She had hers.
She looks good. So, Laura.
You said what?
Didn't Laura have one recently?
No, she had a lift.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry. Anyway, I just want to tell you congratulations, though. I think you have an amazing personality.
Yeah.
Now we listen to that. It's a fun-ass album.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So you can have a good time. We love seeing you and Saucy Santana together, too. That's
our we love him.
That's my bitch, period. That's my sister.
But really,
he was just over here yesterday in New York with me. So we were shooting a whole bunch of content, too. So that should be coming out soon.
Oh, we can't wait to see that. Are you going to be on the rest of this season of Power Book 2?
Yes, I am.
Yes!
I'm in New York. So I'm in New York. We're quarantining right now or whatever. But, you know, in a couple of days, or probably like in a week or so, or that, we're going to pick up the filming, and I think we're going to finish it out.
Oh, that is so dope. Well, congratulations. I think that is amazing. So
thank you.
Glad everything great is happening for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I appreciate y'all for taking the time out to fuck with me, period. Because, you know, so I've been wanting to get on here for a minute and talk my shit.
Oh, we love you. There.
You'll be back.
Yeah, you have to come back.
Yes. I can't wait. Especially in person, too, when this whole pandemic shit is over. Like,
yeah, because we want to drink with you. Because if you're this fun sober, we got to see you.
Period. I'm bringing Pat and Ron to the party.
Hey! You got to pay for the shots, though, girl.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's go.
All right. Much love. Clones is out now. Make sure you check it out. Big Bang Beach, your light skin, Keisha.
Hey.
Thank you. Love y'all. Bye.
Bye.